This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Bill from Mercer Island is. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bill has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What holiday lands on the 4th Thursday of November every year?
Thanksgiving?
Yes. A score of 2 under par in golf is called a what?
Birdie, eagle?
Eagle, yes. 39th President Jimmy Carter was born October 1st, 1924. So how old is he today?
80?
No.
100?
Yes. What herb can taste like soap to some people?
Cilantro?
Yes. What actress co-stars alongside Adam Sandler in the romantic comedy Just Go With It?
Is that Drew Barrymore?
No.
Angelina Jolie?
No.
Just go pass.
What ocean does Ecuador touch?
Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
Yes. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of wisdom and warfare?
Athena?
Yes. The card game 21 is also called what?
Blackjack?
Yes. Captain Hook is from what Disney film?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. Bill, though, you got seven correct. Did he hang up?
Yeah.
It's okay. My gosh, he was really upset about that Captain Hook question.
Wait, and you got how many?
You got 7 correct.
Ooh.
I think he did pretty well.
We got it for this guy.
But I miss him already.
Bill.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Now I am.
Okay. What holiday lands on the 4th Thursday of November every year?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. A score of 2 under par in golf is called a what?
A birdie?
No.
A bogey?
No.
An eagle?
Yes. 39th President Jimmy Carter was born October 1st, 1924. So how old is he today?
He's 100?
He is.
Wow.
Right? What herb can taste like soap to some people?
Zest.
No.
Yep.
Calgon.
What? No.
I don't know. Dial.
No. What actress co-stars alongside Adam Sandler in the romantic comedy Just Go With It?
Oh, it's not Drew Barrymore. It's the other girl that he does with. Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. What ocean does Ecuador touch?
Pacific?
Yes. In Greek mythology, who is the goddess of wisdom and warfare?
I don't know. Zeus.
No.
Zulini.
No.
War Girl.
No. The card game 21 is also called what?
Blackjack.
Correct. Captain Hook is from what Disney film?
Peter Pan.
Yes. How many layers of skin does a chameleon have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No.
100.
No. Steve, without guessing four, because a chameleon has four layers of skin, you got seven correct, which is a tie, 7-7. And I would talk to Bill, but he got disconnected or hung up on himself.
Oh, he just gave up.
Yeah. He was really upset that he didn't know Captain Hook was from Peter Pan.
Where did he think it was from?
He said Robin Hood.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. And then he said Hook, which is a great movie, but that's not the original one.
Oh, thanks for your hot take.
Hook was a
great
film.
Movie.
He did know the herb that can taste like soap to some people, which I think I actually might have this, because I do not like cilantro.
Tastes like soap?
Yes, and for some reason, I don't know if their DNA or whatever, but for some reason it tastes like an herb, and other people it tastes like soap to them.
I would be devastated if I had that problem, because I love cilantro.
I don't think I've ever had a vibe of soap when I've had cilantro.
It's so unnecessary. I think people just add it to make it like look something green on the plate, you know, add a little color.
Oh my God, it's not parsley. It has flavor.
Yeah, the fact that it's actually delicious.
It's pretty soapy to me.
Man, you just sound more and more ignorant every day. Thank you,
Steve.
I've been saying this
for years.
You didn't even know about this, okay?
Fair.
Congrats on tying, Bill.
Live Night will return, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto on Friday, December 13th, with the theme of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
And we'll be playing Beat Migs live there a couple of times. So if you want a chance to play Beat Migs in front of everybody, you'll have that chance if you come hang out with us on December 13th.
Please embarrass Steve in front of everyone. Yay. Please beat him live. Nothing would make me happier.
I typically suck when we do them at the live events.
Oh, that makes me even more excited about it.
Because I'm out of my comfort zone.
The tickets are on sale now, and you can get yours at KISW.com. Rugaholics, we know that you are being asked to cast your vote on a lot of very important things today, with it being an election day and all, but we have one crucial thing for you to vote on, but you need to call in now. 206-803-ROCK. Who would you vote for as the ultimate icon to come out of Seattle?
So this could be what? Like anything in sports? It could be an actor?
Anything in anything.
A comic?
Yeah.
Anything.
206-803-ROCK. Who would you consider the ultimate icon to come out of Seattle? We will take your calls after Green Day.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Miley Cyrus. And when it comes to voting, a lot of people want to compare me to Sarah. Sure, we both like to party in the USA. Both come in like a wrecking ball. Both have annoying voices. And both have a dad that pulled some strings to get us into show business. But that's where the similarities end. I'm cool in a ratchet way. And Sarah is ratchet in an embarrassing way.
I'm Taryn Daly, and I approve this message. In case you are unaware, today is Election Day.
Are we throwing a party?
I mean, we could. There's time.
Okay. I'll order the appetizers.
But we want you, Rockaholics, our fellow Americans, to vote on the hard-hitting issues that matter the most, including Seattle luminaries.
The big vote.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and you can only vote for one. So who would you vote for as the ultimate icon to come out of Seattle? It could be from the world of music, sports, film, TV, or any other world that makes sense to call them iconic. And Randy in Bremerton, we're going to start with you. Who would you say is the ultimate Seattle luminary?
Jimi Hendrix.
Great pick.
That is an awesome pick.
I have an awful thing to admit to, and I was just thinking about it the other day. I only know Jimi Hendrix singles. I never sit and listen to a single Jimi Hendrix record.
Like a whole album?
No. I know, and it's like I love his drummer, especially when it's with the was it Mitch Mitchell?
Yes.
Incredible drummer. I always appreciate what he does, but I thought about the other day. I'm like, I just need to spend like a weekend and just like go hardcore into Jimmy's music.
Dive deep.
That way I can know some of his songs that aren't just the typical hits.
Sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call and weigh in on who you think is the ultimate Seattle luminary.
It pains me to say this one, and I feel like it might pain you to hear this one there, Taryn. What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know.
You have
know.
A look on your face like, oh, what the hell is about to happen?
Is it you?
No! Why would that pain me to say that? I would say that loud and proud. It's Steve Miggs, brother. No. This person says if you ask my 2-year-old and 5-year-old, they would say Blippi.
No.
But that makes me so blank and sad.
Yeah, he's from like Ellensburg or something like that, and he's worth gazillions of dollars now.
That is still the craziest thing to me, that guy is that popular.
206-803-ROCK, Zach in Preston, who is your ultimate Seattle luminary?
Bruce Lee.
It's a good choice.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
Somebody just texted in Chris Cornell.
That's a great
one. A few people have been texting Chris Cornell. I feel like Chris Cornell would be like one of the true, like, icons of the Seattle music scene. It feels like back in the day that was kind of, he was kind of like the guy that was like homies with everybody in a sense.
In my brain, when I think of like a Seattle luminary, I think that you would look at them and you think of Seattle. And for me, that would be Paul Allen.
Paul Allen.
Yeah.
I got to say, and it has nothing to do with like anything he actually did as far as like his businesses other than the Seahawks. When they went to the playoffs, the year that they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers, and they had one of those like the 12th man flag moments where they had like when they do like the inspirational music and it kind of gets you all like hyped up and it's this great story. And Paul Allen was the guy who raised the 12th man flag. And dude, there were people having like tears in their eyes because it tells the whole story of how he kind of swooped in and saved that team from being sent off to, I think, California. I think they were like, the trucks were getting packed as they spoke, and then all of a sudden, Paul Allen saved the day.
206-803-ROCK, Ray in Federal Way. Who is your Seattle luminary? Who's getting your vote?
Man, I'd say Chris Bratt.
Lake Stevens?
Yes, sir.
Lake Stevens.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a good choice.
I mean, definitely, then you could throw in Anna Faris.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not together anymore, though, right?
I don't think so.
So they can't be running mates.
No, they're...
Someone texted this one, and this is the one I thought of yesterday when we were talking about this.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay?
Sir Mix-a-Lot, baby.
Just so...
Did Sarah text this in? Because she's twerking in the other room. I don't know.
I mean, not only just the guy's voice alone, but the love for large butts.
Yes.
And he's always just been like a good dude. Like, he's like a fan of rock music. He's a fan of hip hop, of course. I mean, but like, he's just like a guy that's always around. He still lives in the community and just like, just a fun guy whenever you're around him.
Absolutely. I like that choice.
Danny, who are you putting as your icon? Is it Tom from MXPX?
Tom from MXPX and Mike Herrera.
And Mike as well.
They're in the same band, so running mates.
Rockaholics.
Oh, Duff McKagan.
That's a good choice.
And then I know he's not from here, but I would definitely give a nod to.
Yeah.
Beast mode himself, Marshawn Lynch.
Forever loved by Seattle.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Now, we know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you will win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Lost Christmas Eve Tour at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. And all week long, we are giving you a shot at tickets in the first 5 rows with our ticket countdown.
Yesterday, we gave away 5th row seats, and the dude's seen them multiple times, but has never seen them that close.
Today's winner will receive 4th row tickets. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everyone. But the time has come where we are, in fact, checking in with the Rockaholics. So give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on, or if you've got something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Someone just texted and said, I've been loving all of your campaign ads. I wish that the real campaign ads would be as silly and ridiculous as yours. Is there any way I can listen to those? All those, I guess, they're talking about. Yes, they'll be up on our podcast page on the Odyssey app and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just look for the Daily Migs Daily Podcast, and all of the celebrity quote unquote endorsements will be up there.
It was really nice of them to all, you know, take time out of their busy lives to do those for us.
Especially,
you know,
Miley Cyrus. I feel like she really nailed it when it came to what she said about Sarah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But do I have an annoying voice?
No, of course not.
Oh, my God. What? You both just stared blankly at me.
Wait, actually, you do. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, as someone that also has an annoying voice, Sarah, kindred spirits.
No. You can just be the one with the annoying voice. Thank you. Don't mix me into this.
That's our girl, Miley.
We got a text from the KSW Elves. Remember them from the Halloween Hullabaloo?
They were the best.
Our buddy AJ from Olympia just texted us and said, as a KSW Elf, I'm happy to see Iron Mike's pics from the VIP party were finally posted over at the KSW website. So you can see all of us in our ridiculous Halloween costumes and some of the great pictures that were happening over at the Halloween Hullabaloo at KSW.com. And said, it got me thinking, should the Elves make an appearance at Live Day? It is a Christmas theme. Maybe Ryan Castle will let us do the naughty or nice list on the Daily Mix Show or in the Men's Room. Just throwing out some ideas. Rock on, AJ from Olympia.
I'm pretty sure the only person out of the two shows that might potentially be on the nice list is Mike Hawk.
Yeah. He's as good as they come.
The rest of us might be a little naughty.
We say that, but watch, behind the scenes, he's the worst.
Santa knows.
Santa does know. And I bet the KSW Elves do as well. To get back to the conversation that we were having earlier about viewing parties, because we had this... you're still trying to figure out, are you going to do it or not, an election viewing party with your friends?
Yeah, I think I'll go if we're going somewhere, like to a bar.
Like for lunch, or I mean for dinner?
No, it's a nighttime
thing.
No,
the election happens all day, Sarah.
It's been going on. That's the weird part of it. It's not like now...
Exactly. There's no start or end time to it.
Right.
Like, what do you mean it's a night thing? No, it's not.
No, Danny. Election kickoff starts at 5:15 on West Coast, 8:15 East Coast.
I literally Googled it. I was like, what time does the election...
It's not like they ring a bell like, hear ye, start voting. People have been mailing in their votes for weeks now.
Well, I know, but when they do the whole TV thing, doesn't that start like 5 p.m.?
I think they've already started the coverage.
Yeah.
So I'm missing the party right now?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta go then.
You gotta get to a brunch.
Drinking needs to start right now.
The only time I was ever out while an election was happening was the year that President Obama became president. And I only remember this because I remember sitting at The Rock, the pizza place, thinking it was so funny that I was at The Rock seeing Barack get voted as president. I was like, babe, isn't this crazy? It's like history right here. And that's exactly the look that my wife had. I'm like, but not only is it history for who he is and all that cool stuff, but Barack at The Rock.
Oh, man.
You should have made that t-shirt.
Danny, we did have a Barack Obama t-shirt in the Rock shop back in the day that just said Barack in the KSW font.
I remember that.
Barack.
Okay.
Wow. From Seattle.
Was it your idea to making that shirt?
I mean, cannot confirm or deny. I don't know if it sold many, but it was one of those dumb ideas on paper. And then we're like, oh, now we're selling them.
I can tell you're a real thinker, Steve. So, gotta ask, are you a big Jeopardy fan?
I mean, when they do like the like Team Jeopardy, I feel like I can compete. I can't do even college level Jeopardy.
Well, something just happened on Jeopardy that straight up confused the contestants. We will see if it confuses all of us at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
A recent episode of Jeopardy aimed to challenge contestants with a rap genres category, but it ended up backfiring.
Shocking. You're telling me that the people who are typically on Jeopardy don't know anything about rap music.
There were straightforward clues, but many players struggled through it. Check it out.
I also want to see if you guys could answer the question.
Oh, boy.
So I feel like the only person that's going to get any of these right is maybe Sarah.
Things could have been pretty messy during this morning's commute in Cambridge.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry about that.
Like, what?
There we go.
Rap genres 1200. Billboard says the album Trap Music by this rapper and actor introduced trap to the masses.
All right. Who do you think it is? I don't even know what the hell trap music. I know I've heard of trap music. I have no idea what that is.
Come on, Sarah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's T.I. Rap genres 1600. With the Triggerman beat, rappers like Big Frida innovate in this rap subgenre that sounds like what you'd do on a trampoline.
Oh. Jump?
You would bounce. Back to you, Greg.
About genres 2000.
In 2024, this star of the country rap genre appeared on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter and had a number one country hit with a bar song, Tipsy.
Oh, Shaboozy.
All right, finally.
Yes. You know that one.
There you go. Nailed it.
Did you ever see the episode? This was years ago, where the clue was about like Coolio's, you know, gang. It was Gangsta's Paradise was the correct answer, but the contestant said Gangster's Paradise.
And they
so at first they gave it to him, but then the little fact checkers went and they took it back because he said Gangster's Paradise and not Gangsta's Paradise. It cost him $3,600. I'll never
forget. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Also, just doesn't feel right without Alex Trebek saying these rap bands, because right? Of course he was like the icon when it came to like, you know, Panda and all that great stuff.
It is official. Christmas is basically here.
Woo!
How so? Find out during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle is here. Good morning, good sir.
Hey, sorry, I was a little distracted because you guys have bottles of wine in here, and so I was looking at the bottle of wine.
Wondering why they're not opened.
Yeah.
There's like time.
Why is there wine, and why is there still wine?
It's election day.
Oh, yeah.
What better way to celebrate than some fine Watson Ranch wine?
Fine thing about elections. If you win, you drink. If you lose... You drink.
You could also eat donuts because Krispy Kreme is offering up free donuts to anyone today as a pick-me-up. You just go in there and they give you a sticker that says you voted and one of their donuts. One per person though, Ryan.
That's nice.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And also Starbucks just announced that their Christmas or their holiday cups are coming. So it starts this Thursday. Christmas is officially here.
Let the controversy begin.
Yes, that's all news. Are my four different cups. Although my wife cracks me up. Like whenever I'm like, you want me to get some coffee? She picks the places that have holiday cups. Because she feels that the coffee tastes better in a holiday cup.
That's true. It's like Chinese food tastes better with chopsticks. It's a real thing.
It's just a thing. 100%. Scientifically proven.
100%.
Also from the world of Christmas, Linden Transport is currently bringing the Capitol Christmas tree from Alaska to Washington, D.C. It's making a stop in Renton tomorrow at 4:30.
Are you going?
No, I don't live anywhere near Renton, but you can go see it. It's gigantic.
Is it going to do like an autograph signing or something?
It's 74 feet.
So no autographs then.
No.
$10, you can get an 8x10. Hey, tonight the Kraken are playing the Colorado Avalanche in Colorado. The game starts at 6 p.m. I mean, there's nothing else to watch other than hockey, if you ask me. Weather, 51 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with a morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.